This is an update in my continuing coverage of KIC 8462852, or Boyajian Star, for July 15th, 2017. For the backstory, see my other videos on this channel or the playlist dedicated to the subject. And this particular video is also the first of a two-part series on stars that dim and disappear, and the possibility, though remote due to the odds, that we might detect Dyson spheres under construction evident by a star's dimming and eventual disappearance. That possibility is still on the table for Boyajian Star, though, at least to my eyes, growing more remote. The second part of this series will be out tomorrow and explores the idea more generally, but with KIC 8462852 specifically, the odds are dropping for alien activity for two reasons. Number one, some of the data collected by Dr. Boyajian indicate that the star's light is dipping more deeply in different wavelengths. That would be consistent with dust. Number two, it would not be consistent with monolithic solid alien megastructures, which should, due to being solid, block visible light evenly across all wavelengths. And there is another problem, the long-term dimming trend. This has gotten really strange over the last 10 days. Photometry from both Boyajian's team, which uses two different observatories, and a private observatory operated by Bruce Gary, seem to agree that this star has dropped in brightness over the last 10 days in a sort of flatline, sustained dim. It's anyone's guess as to what this means. The star could suddenly dip further out of nowhere, or return to normal flux, or normal in the sense of accounting for the long-term dimming trend, or this could be a permanent feature and represent the new normal, as Dr. Boyajian notes in her blog, link in the description below, and be a feature of the long-term dimming trend. The problem with the long-term trend in megastructures, however, and I've said this before, is that if this represents an alien civilization constructing something, then they are moving seriously fast, so much so that no future engineering that I can think of would be capable of this. An expanding and cascading dust cloud, however, could do this easily, though so could a disintegrating megastructure. As such, it always pays to remember what Arthur Clarke once said, and I paraphrase, any sufficiently advanced technology would look like magic to primitives like us, so who knows, and the alien megastructures do remain on the table as a possibility, no matter how unlikely that might be in this specific case, and that may be a good thing, and here's why, and I caution that this is where I enter the land of sci-fi speculation, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. Practicality is going to be something that probably enters the minds of aliens as much as it does us, especially in terms of building and engineering something efficiently. There are smart, efficient ways of doing things, and ways that are not, that you would only employ if you had a reason to. Building a Dyson sphere as rapidly as whatever is going on at this star would be so rapid that it's probably not efficient or practical, though in fairness I must note that it's possible that a civilization disassembling planets or asteroids to build a Dyson sphere might kick up epic amounts of dust and mimic a light curve that looks like dust. We just don't know yet, and won't until someone comes up with a good natural model for this system that fits what's observed across the board. But, say a civilization is constructing a Dyson sphere this rapidly, what does that say to onlookers? It could be a number of things. In fact, one thing that's going around right now, though not well pinned down, are seeming periodicities in the light curves that some have suggested could be artificial, though I think this is all a symptom of the star rotating and other patterns that may not really be there. Take that with a grain of salt, too. But if patterns are present and they are unnatural, they might be a method of communication. But there is another possibility. A civilization might also be warning what else might be out there, call it Civilization B, that they can fortify a solar system so rapidly that they are not to be messed with. This thinking also applies to Jabilski's star. See my video on that star on this channel. It too is a candidate for the activities of an alien civilization due to transuranic elements that may be present in the star that, as far as we know, don't appear in nature. But what does that say? It can say, here we are, universe, or it can say, we possess advanced nuclear physics to the point that we can manufacture transuranics in massive quantities. Stay away. Spooky alien behavior aside, there is one other development with KIC 8462852 that deserves a mention. Another YouTuber that covers the story, Frederick Parker, linked to his channel in the description below, has advanced an interesting theory in his videos. There is some evidence that the long-term trend is accelerating. Now, I would expect this from an expanding dust cloud experiencing cascade collisions, creating exponentially increasing amounts of dust. But the rate of that would be fairly predictable, and Parker points out that there may be indications that the dimming trend may exceed that rate in the not-too-distant future. I'm taking a wait-and-see approach to that prediction, but if that happens, it's going to be very difficult to explain, and we'll put this star in very different territory. So there you have it. The star continues to behave bizarrely, and speculation and hypotheses abound. Stay tuned for the second more general video on the subject of stars disappearing tomorrow. And, as a last thought, what happens if KIC-8462-852 disappears completely? That, too, would put this story in very different territory. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, still thoroughly mystified by this star. I still favor a dust explanation based on the data I have seen, but this star has never looked weirder than it does right now. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.